Well, we want to welcome you back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Boy, I love this title for our workshop. Roar! Reclaim, own, and renew. Sounds good, doesn't it? And it is a great mantra for spring and for the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium's annual Women's Conference. And for everyone, there are other rites of spring to enjoy this year. SEARCH has launched its Move for a Cause program, which our guests are here to tell you about. First of all, I'd like to introduce you to Doug Osborne. He's a health educator with SEARCH, and he is going to be telling us about the Move for a Cause program. Doug, first off, I'm just so curious that SEARCH is a Native corporation, a Native health corporation, yet it's opening up all of these activities to the whole community.
Yeah, SEARCH has hospitals, clinics, presence in communities all over Southeast, and we're focused on health. And so, you know, the motto is healthy is here. And so we're happy to partner with people and offer things for folks all over Southeast, like this Move for a Cause. We've had people from, I think, every community in Southeast sign up for it. So we're in this together, and we want to be a good partner and just create healthy communities. So thanks for having me today, Rhonda.
Well, I like that. We're all in this together. And of course, a proponent of the all in this together philosophy is Sherry Patterson, one of the organizers for this conference. Sherry, are you excited about putting this together? It must be fun talking to all of the presenters.
Yes, it is. It's an incredible endeavor. We are so grateful that we are employed by an organization that supports women's health. And just getting back to what Doug was saying, our vision for this conference this year is based on SEARCH's vision, which is partnering with our communities to promote a healthy balance of mind, body, and spirit. And that's what we're going to be talking and focusing on during the conference. We have incredible and dynamic speakers from all over our state, and to talk about the different aspects and different areas of life where the woman is concerned. And our goal is to empower and equip the woman so that she can realize her full potential to thrive in every area of her life.
Well, it sounds like you got a lot of people there in the background, so you must be mega busy getting ready for
this. Yes, but we do.
You know, I know that one of the things that's exciting about it is just the array of speakers. And in fact, your daughter, Christina Michelle, is one of the presenters. She has another incarnation as a life coach. And of course, a lot of people here know her because she hosts the Black Awareness Association's Cultural Rich Conversations every week on Thursday. So that's very interesting that you have this mix of local and people that you recruit from outside. Why is that?
Yes. We wanted to embody everyone. Like I said, we have dynamic women from all over the state. And we just thought that reaching out outside of our four walls, that we could bring in more. Some of the speakers we have within SEARCH is myself. I'll be speaking about the true peace and calm. We have Kelly Williamson, who works in our as one of the directors in our behavioral health department. She'll be talking about pandemic fatigue and self-care. Then we have Martha Pearson, who is the director of our health promotions, and she and Dr. Hardesty from Anchorage will be talking about the woman's body. And then we reached outside. We have Dr. Rosita Wuerl, who's going to be talking about mentorship and ancestry. Val Davidson, the interim director of ANTHC and a former Lieutenant Governor. She'll be talking about adverse childhood experiences. We have Vera Starbroyd, who will be talking about boundaries and safety. We have a yoga illustration. We have a Alaska Native dancer. It's just going to be great. And then we do have an illustration to how to cook a healthy meal. So we just have a little bit of everything going on there, and we're very excited to present these to our women on next Friday night.
So this is the first time that you've had to move it online, because I guess last year it was in person and the year before that.
Correct.
Do you feel that you're going to be able to keep the same enthusiasm that that conference has generated before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Actually, this year, I think there's more excitement in the air than it has been previously. A lot of women, especially in this area, they're like, what's a women's conference? I've never heard of that before. And I've always been involved in women conferences. I get so much out of them. And like I said, women's conferences is about women supporting women in every area of their lives. And that's what I'm about. I love it. And I am honored to be able to represent my organization. And I'm grateful that our leadership has said yes to us moving forward.
So how do we get involved? It is open to the whole community.
It is.
So how do we sign up for this?
Go to search.org, and that's SEARHC.org/roar. And that's ROAR. And just keep clicking until you get to the registration form, sign up, and go for it.
So do you think that there's going to be a slightly different tone as we wind down from COVID, or hopefully wind down from COVID? Do you think there's a different mood in the air with this conference?
I think that a lot of people are looking for a sense of hope and peace. There's so much uncertainty still, and we have people that will be speaking to those things. And I believe that the women will get so much out of it. We're just excited to explore this avenue for getting this information to them this year.
So before we go to Doug to get an update on Move for a Cause, any last thoughts you'd like to share?
I just would like to encourage every woman that hasn't signed up to sign up. As I said, roar at search.org/roar. And you can sign up there and just join us on next Friday night at 6:30. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be great. We are excited about what we've put together.
All right. Well, thank you for telling us about that. So
thank you, Rhonda.
So for other people that maybe may not want to partake in a women's conference, Doug Osborne is here to tell us about this Move for a Cause. And it sounds like it doesn't matter what gender you are, you can be involved in that one.
Yeah, and I even think that men could be involved with Roar, because next Friday at 6:30, we should be doing the childcare. We should be helping out around the house. We should be making space. It's right before Mother's Day. It's time to celebrate the women in our lives and communities that have women that are supported and healthy. The whole community does better.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I appreciate all you're doing, Sherry. It's a lot of moving parts and pieces.
It is a lot of moving parts. And one of the things I wanted to say also, we're trying to reach women in the most remote parts of Alaska who would never have a chance to come to a conference in person. So that's another reason why we're pushing for this. So, yeah.
Yeah. So guys,
always
just step out and help on Friday.
There's always a silver lining. Yes.
So, Rhonda, about this Move for a Cause, it starts tomorrow. It's a 31-day fitness campaign, and there's three things I'm kind of excited about. The first one, like all of our campaigns, it's about you and feeling well and being fit. I remember we did a campaign a couple months ago, and somebody said, you know, I'm feeling better, I'm sleeping better. It's just through movement. So I saw a conference we had here in SICK. It was called Exercise is Medicine was the theme. And I think most of us realize that, but it's hard to do. What can we do to maximize our chances that we'll be able to get our steps in, be able to walk or hike or bike? You know, the best kind of exercise is the one you do. And so in May, you'll pick one. You sign up. It's free. It's all ages. You sign up for this Move for Cause. And just by writing down your goal, your chances of meeting that goal have gone through the roof. So you'll get a little bit of education, a little bit of accountability that's healthy, a little bit of help. We will have weekly prizes. You have a chance to win every week. We'll be raffling off prizes. A lot of socks is what we decided with all these activities. Who doesn't need socks? So you'll improve your fitness level, a chance to win prizes. But then the third thing is that it's called Move for a Cause, because people who stick with it the whole month, they log all 4 weeks. Search is going to make a donation to two very important organizations. One is the Southeast Alaska Food Bank. Started in Juneau in the 90s, somebody saw someone going through a dumpster to get food, and they just said, we got to do better. And so Search is going to make a donation to that. And then the other one is Coast Alaska Public Radio. And during the pandemic, radio and communication has just been so key. So it's a chance for Search to give back. So everybody who does all 4 weeks, we're going to make a donation in their honor. So it's Move for a Cause. You want to do it for yourself, but you're also doing it for this bigger community benefit. So we're excited. It's free. A lot of people have signed up, but you can still sign up today or tomorrow. And then you get a little thing to print out, put it on your fridge, and just track either your steps, your active minutes, your number of hikes you completed, whatever you want. But you track something every Monday, you turn in a log, and then you might win prizes. So go to search.org/moveforacause, and we'd love to have you join our fitness challenge.
Well, I know for public radio and my colleagues across the region, they'll be really excited to hear that they're going to be a beneficiary of this. But it sounds like everybody is going to be a beneficiary of something like this. What do you want people to be thinking as they're filling out their forms and out on the trails?
Well, the place to start with your fitness campaign is your why. What's the reason? And some people, it might be because they want to live longer, or they want to feel better, or they want to be around to see grandkids grow up, or they just want to be able to, you know, sleep a little bit better at night. They want to have more strength so they can do the things that they like. So really to think about your why, and then you're going to come up with a plan for each week, just starting with week one. So you come up with a specific doable goal. So let's say there was some person who did our last campaign, and she said, I'm walking about 5,000 steps a day. That was kind of her baseline. She wanted to increase 500 steps. So she made a specific goal. She had a tracker you can track on your phone. She had a pedometer, I think. And then she just recorded that. And then when you get to that week and you've done a week, to celebrate yourself, celebrate that goal. So yeah, just for people to think about what's their why. And then the other part of the why is helping out this greater good. The food bank and public radio, these are really worthy causes. And so we're excited to be able to make a donation in honor of every person who does all 4 weeks. So that's your impetus to go through the whole thing, is that you need to do all 4 weeks to get that donation made in your honor.
So Sherry, before we go, any thoughts on both of these events kind of coming together? Is there a connection in your mind between ROAR and Move for a Cause? Sherry, are you still with us? I think your mic is muted. There we go.
I am. I'm sorry. Here I am. Yes. Of course, theirs is all about good health. It's about being healthy. Our theme for our company is Healthy is Here. And so just two avenues that can come together. It's all about good health. And we're excited about these campaigns, and they're both going to be really, really successful. And I forgot to say that registration fee is free. So just sign up, ladies. Just sign up.
That is the best price of all. You can't beat free.
Yes. Exactly. Yes.
You could sign up for both of these in
right.
less than a few minutes.
That's
it won't
right.
cost you anything. So just sign up for ROAR, then sign up for Move for a Cause. Let's make it a healthy May.
That's right. Get those mothers and daughters together. It's Mother's Day weekend. And just have a good time on Friday night.
All right. Well, I want to thank both of you for visiting with us, kind of breaking
thank
away
you.
From your busy office to chat with us. But we thank you both.
Thank you. Thank you so
Thanks
much for
so
having
much,
us.
Rhonda.
Yes.
All righty.